Good morning, it's Monday, September 20th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Expect a mix of clouds and sun today with highs in the mid-60s. Overnight lows will fall to near 50. After a wet and windy weekend, the rest of the week is forecast to be dry with mostly sunny days and highs around 70. Need a COVID test? Get in line. The high transmission of the Delta variant among residents in Pierce County and the state as a whole means there is a lot of circulating illness and a lot of demand for tests. System-wide staff shortages are putting pressure on staff who administer tests. Scarce availability of home tests on store shelves is the result of both high demand and a national shortage caused by the Delta variant. Manufacturers are seeing supply and distribution issues after a sharp drop in demand earlier this summer after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that vaccinated people without symptoms did not need testing, even after an exposure. Over the next several months, the state's Department of Health plans on adding enough capacity to collect and process 70,000 tests per day. A Tacoma man is running a write-in campaign for City Council, District 2, after stepping down as campaign manager for another candidate in the same race. A.J. Simoneau Sr. announced his run via social media on September 12. He filed as a write-in candidate September 10. As a write-in candidate, Simoneau's name will not appear on the ballot or in the voter's pamphlet. The auditor's office only reports votes for a write-in candidate if the total number is enough to make a difference in the outcome of the race. Simoneau was hired to run the campaign for Kelly Blucher at the end of August. About a week into the job, he told the News Tribune, he felt Blucher was unprepared and didn't respect the urgency of the problems facing the district. Every Thursday during the run of the Kinsey Collection at Tacoma Art Museum, explore African-American history and the intersection with food through bites of local barbecue, macaron, fried catfish and wood-fired coffee. For the first time, Tam Cafe has partnered with black-owned restaurants and bakeries to handle the food and drink once a week during the run of the Kinsey African American Art and History Collection. The exhibit features more than 150 artifacts gathered by Shirley and Bernard Kinsey over the course of 5 decades, each representing black achievements and contributions in the U.S. from 1595 through today. Their son Khalil Kinsey manages the collection and curated the Tacoma Show, which opened July 31st. The 2011 disappearance of a woman from Parkland will be featured Wednesday on a segment of a TV show focused on unsolved crimes and missing children. Ruthie Fawn Kindness was last seen in Parkland on February 3, 2011, according to the Washington State Patrol. She was 20 years old when she went missing and would have turned 31 in August. A segment on Kindness disappearance will air at 7 p.m. Wednesday on Discovery Plus on In Pursuit with John Walsh. The last time anyone heard from Kindness was when she called her mother from a payphone at a bowling alley on Pacific Avenue. Kindness is described as a Native American woman, 5'4" and 115 pounds with brown hair and brown eyes. The show asks people with information about Kindness whereabouts to call or text at 1-800-333-PURSUE or submit a tip on its website, inpursuittips.com. Nearly 2 weeks after the start of the Washington State Fair, there are a number of COVID-19 contact tracing investigations involving fair workers and local people who attended the event. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reports it is investigating more than 20 cases among Pierce County residents who attended or worked at the fair during their contagious or exposure period. The TPCHD also reported more than 235 vaccines have been given at the fair. TPCHD Director Dr. Anthony Chen issued a health order ahead of the fair's opening requiring masks be worn by all in attendance at the fair both indoors and outside, regardless of vaccine status. The state has since mandated outdoor masking in crowds of 500 or more, also regardless of vaccine status. A recent land sale involving undeveloped Frederickson parcels owned by the Boeing company has resulted in the highest price transaction so far this year in Pierce County. According to a parcel and sales list received from the Pierce County Assessor Treasurer's Office, the county's top sales for the year don't come close to approaching the September 14th sale of the nearly 310 acres for $200 million. The sale of industrial site Tacoma Supply Chain Center in Frederickson on July 15th for $114.4 million to Dolphin Industrial was the next highest priced sale. The parcels that Boeing owned for more than 30 years are adjacent to two large Boeing industrial sites. Boeing sold the undeveloped acreage to commercial real estate firm Panatini Development Company as part of a larger round of Boeing property sales in the area. According to a preliminary applicant letter filed with the county, several large industrial buildings are planned along with internal private roads to serve the site. Derrick Henry ran for 182 yards and 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns for Tennessee, and Randy Bullock hit a 36-yard field goal midway through overtime to lift the Titans to a 33-30 victory in Seattle. Seattle led 30-16 after Freddie Swain busted free from coverage for a 68-yard touchdown with 13:06 left. But Jason Myers missed the extra point, hitting the upright and setting the stage for a wild conclusion in Seattle. Seattle's Russell Wilson was 22 of 31 for 343 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Seahawks, who fall to 1-1, led 24-9 at halftime. It was Seattle's first loss when leading by at least 15 points at halftime since losing to the St. Louis Rams 33-27 in overtime in 2004 at home. Local reporting is the heart of the Free Press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit tntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day.